Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Hour number two of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in the big city on this Monday in Houston, as you can listen terrestrially. You can listen via the app. You can listen online. But basically, the most important thing that I can tell you to do is go to ESPN975.com, and then you can find out how to download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere. And if you missed any portion of the show today or otherwise, click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects at the top of the page, and a tab will drop down. You can catch up on anything that you missed.
Make sure you listen. That's the takeaway. And we appreciate you if you are. And if you're not, then you're not hearing this, so we don't appreciate you. So I think we got all that covered now. I do want to talk Astros baseball. Are we good? Did we cover everything on our Texans?
We can always double back, but
okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I do want to, but I just saw this on Twitter. This is amazing to me that this still happens in 2019. Also, this is a warning to make sure you double check numbers when you text. Check this out. So this is a Twitter account, Sarah the Great, okay? And Sarah started this thread, and it started like this. It says, I just received a text from my boss about how, quote, he hopes Sarah's breasts are out, but he used the T word, and that one day I'm just going to have to bleep her, have sex with her. Mm-hmm. That he sent that to me, and he meant to send it to another coworker. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Well, then she starts updating it. Update, he has realized he sent it to the wrong person and has tried to call four times. The law firm I work for is his law firm.
Ooh.
His wife is also a partner. Today at work is going to be fun. He finally left me a voicemail. This is another update. He finally left me a voicemail stating that, quote, he has an urgent matter to discuss with me. He's a lawyer, so he knows not to text again, evidence and all. Another update. Two other partners, including the intended recipient, have called me and left messages, quote, urging me to talk to them before making a mistake. That's dumb. They left that recorded. It's like they forgot how to lawyer. And then she says, update. I contacted outside counsel for CYA. I'm not going in today. I haven't answered anybody. There's no HR. It's five lawyers and me, the receptionist. That's the whole company. I'm the only woman that works there. I need coffee. Update, I have an appointment with a lawyer. Thank you all for the support. And then she said, I met with an attorney. I have a second meeting with a second attorney. His wife knows and is, quote, on her way back to town to deal with this, whatever that means. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, first thought is she's getting paid.
Oh, she's getting paid. She might own a law firm real soon.
No question.
Oh, boy, you got to – if you're going to text something like that, you gotta don't be creepy. That's always my takeaway. Don't make things weird and don't be creepy.
But if you're a lawyer,
that's the motto I live by.
If you're a lawyer,
oh, you dumbass.
How do you not know better and know not to put anything in writing as it is? But also, I mean, you're that careless sending emails.
But have you ever done that? Have you ever texted something and then sent it to the wrong person?
Have.
You sent it to the
and
person.
Email.
That you didn't mean to send it to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you're like, oh, how am I going to explain this? I knew I've done it before, but I think it was at like the office. Like back when I had a corporate gig and I sent something and it was kind of borderline, you know, rude or mean or whatever. And I sent it to the wrong person. I sent it to the person I was talking about. And then I saw it and I went, oh man. And I think what I did is I just responded and said, hey, this is what I'm going to send if you don't get it together or something like that. I tried to cover my, I was like, oh boy, I screwed up pretty bad right there. And then I left a little smiley face and a winky face. I don't think that helped. They knew right away that I was just a jerk.
Well, I had a couple where other people in upper management shared how the highest ranking people in upper management decided to send to, like, just upper management only. Like, you know how they used to do where a new employee was hired and they'd include the picture. So if you saw him in the hallway, you'd say, hey, welcome aboard.
Okay.
And they took the opportunity to just rip the picture.
Really?
Yeah, and make statements about how this is the reason why we should eliminate doing welcome pictures and things like that. And it's like, bro, I've had more opportunities in my back pocket to go, you know what?
These stupid asses.
Part of me said to do it just so that I could say, how dumb do you have to be?
Wow. That's funny.
That is funny.
Did you ever do it, Nick?
Yeah, I thought I was texting dirty to a girl. I ended up going to Kenneth Fareed. No, I'm just kidding.
Was on air.
I've had situations where I thought I was, like, I thought I was texting one girl and she had the same letter. The first letter of her name was the same as the other girl. So it just, phone book. Yeah. I've had that, but that was years ago.
You drunk, dirty texted the wrong girl?
Yeah. I've done that plenty. Maybe not plenty, but at least once or twice.
Still cash in?
I don't remember.
Because, you know, sometimes those things can have
you can get over those things sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on how you recover. I can see that. That's also why I don't send D-pics.
That would be, yeah.
Boy, you must around and send that to the wrong person.
I've never done that.
I've always said that
on the air. Like, why would you? First, you have to take a picture of, you understand? Like, you have to take the picture of yourself first.
Yeah.
Before you can even send it.
I never understood I really don't. This kind of tells you how dumb we are as men. But we actually think that sending that is like, yeah, she's going to like this. No,
yeah,
she's not.
No.
That's just weird. I don't care what it looks like. It could be the best penis in the world, but you sending it isn't going to do anything. It's just creepy.
Yeah.
What's the success rate of
D-pics? What's the motto?
Like?
Don't be creepy.
And again.
Yeah, what's the success? That's a good, probably like 1%.
0.1%.
Sending it doesn't make her want to get shorty.
No.
Sending it is like, it's not like dudes looking at naked pictures of hot chicks.
Right.
Women on the flip side are just like, okay.
But see, we think that women think like we do.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's right. That's right.
Like, because men are visual. And when it comes to sex, men are very visual.
Right. Or at least more visual than women.
We watch ourselves. Men are visual. Women, not as visual for the most part. Some are, some aren't. But I think for the most part, women aren't as visual when it comes to sex and sexual relationships and stuff like that. So,
but you just answered your own question.
But we assume they are because that's how we are, and we're basic bitches.
But
we are.
You
men are basic bitches. We are.
Your question of like a week ago or so when it was, if you filmed yourself,
would you watch
yourself? Absolutely.
I think men probably would.
Of course they would. That you answered your question.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly
right. I knew you would.
I did all that
to get you to admit.
Wasn't me. Mm-mm. Shaggy. Wasn't me. No. So, yeah. So that she's going to get paid.
She's going to get, yeah.
Yeah, and having...
She's set.
Lawyering up, not that she would even need to. That's pretty cut and dried.
Oh, yeah.
But, one bit of unfortunate email could be very financially...
Boy.
A successful experience for her.
Yeah.
But, so we'll, hopefully she'll update us on how that plays out.
Did you notice my shirt?
Yeah, I noticed.
We did.
I know you were struggling between which jersey, which player you were going to get on the back.
No,
and the fact that Mr. Irrelevant was already sold out, you just decided to go plain.
Yeah.
How about Mr. Irrelevant?
Finally.
Yeah. Nice of you to show up.
Yeah.
A lot of people up in arms about the players' weekend uniforms. I like the white on gray. That's why I bought the shirt. I actually, because I'm also running out of shirts for the TV show. I'm trying to stay Houston themed T-shirt every week. And so I've had to, I had partnered up with some local T-shirt companies. They sent me some stuff. I promoted it. I wore them. So I bought I liked the Players Weekend shirts, and I just happened to get it in time for this weekend thought I'd wear it. I like it. I don't understand what the big deal is. I likened them to, remember Thursdays when they would do the color rush on the NFL?
Yeah, exactly.
I always liked those, so I really didn't mind these jerseys and these uniforms.
The caps.
This weekend.
I told you guys before the show, I like the caps.
Yeah. I like the hats the best, but first of all, there were some great lines. Baggy filling in, Jeff Bagwell on Saturday night's broadcast said, someone mistakenly, instead of the Astros, let the painting crew out because they were all wearing white. I thought that was classic. I thought Blummer made a great point. I didn't like it, and I said to you during the break, Barry, what would have been better is if they'd have let them mix and match, because the pitchers wearing white had to wear black hats anyway.
Yes, because but of
if,
the...
If you could have
which kinda... I thought Bagwell had the best point about that. Did you hear what he said about that? Because they said the reason that the pitchers had to wear black hats for the all-white uniforms is because when the release point of the baseball, you could hide the ball longer behind the hat. And Jeff Bagwell said, look, if you're a hitter and you're looking at the pitcher's hat, you've already lost. You're not going to hit the ball. No one's looking at their hat, but whatever. Especially with a guy like Joe Smith and they're throwing sidearm. If you're looking at his hat, you are definitely not seeing what's coming. But I thought that was a good point that, yeah, if you're watching the hat, that's a bit of a issue.
Yeah, right, no doubt about it. But I thought the other thing that I thought it would have been okay to let them mix and match. Wear the black jersey with white pants.
No, that would look
that would have looked bad, though. Yeah, bro. You said awful. That earlier.
I don't think it looked bad. It would have broken white, up the monotony because as you look at it, it looked like the waiters versus the painters. It just looked completely bizarre with the way they were playing. And that's where Blummer's point was good. He goes, I turned on Quick Pitch. He goes, and I'm trying to watch highlights of games. And until they really pointed out who was who, I saw the replays thinking it was the same game because every game was the all-black uniforms versus the all-white uniforms. There was no trim, no team colors.
Now we all know what it's like to be colorblind. There we go.
True.
This is what it's like.
And you had Yankees-Dodgers in a weekend where you kind of revisited one of the classic rivalries in baseball, and they both had to not wear their regular uniforms.
The one thing I thought they could have done that would have made it a little better, but I liked the all-black with the silver and all that, but maybe just use the regular colored logos on the batting helmets and hats. And, you know, so you would have still had the blue star and the orange on the white, and, you know, for the Angels, you would have had the red halo on the black hat. That might have worked better, but whatever. I'm not picky. I actually really liked it.
Obviously.
I didn't mind it at all.
Wearing the t-shirt.
Yeah. I liked the shirt.
I just thought it was a little too drastic. I wish there would have been some kind of color accent so that you could differentiate with the teams and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and as Baggy said, when Brad Ausmus went to the mound, it looked like the training staff or something. It didn't look like he was the manager of the team. But for whatever reason, they got it in, they got it done, and we'll all play on from it. So yeah. If you guys want to comment on that or anything else, hey, we're here for you. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy, Josh Pesikoff and his staff. I switched about 3 years ago. I just re-upped because why wouldn't I? I mean, the bottom line is they saved me thousands of dollars off over my previous energy provider. And they take care of you. They have great customer service from the minute you call. I'm telling you, when you pick up the phone and you call, you're not going to get an automated system. You're going to get a human being. They're going to end up asking you as many questions as you ask them because they want to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can help you best get the best rate and the best deal possible. They're going to be honest. There are rare occasions, but sometimes there's a company out there that can beat their prices. They're going to let you know so that you always feel comfortable in knowing you can trust them and they're never trying to screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes. Bottom line is they have the best rating you can get with the Public Utilities Commission, 5 stars. And that means that they're always going to take care of you and do the best job they possibly can. And because you listen to ESPN 97.5, you mention us, you get a $25 bill credit off your first bill. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com or better yet, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. I'm telling you, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse Energy into your life.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Monday in the big city, and we appreciate you guys listening to us. As part of that, we always like to give back to you, the great suspects that listen to us on the daily. So we know that coming up, the annual Texas Southern University Prairie View A&M Labor Day Classic game is going to be held Saturday, August 31st, coming right up at BBVA Stadium. Watch the TSU Tigers take on the defending champs, the Prairie View A&M Panthers. You want two tickets? You can win them right now. Call number 12 wins a pair of tickets to the game, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. If you don't win them and you do want them, $20 tickets are available online at bvvastadium.com or at the stadium box office. But right now, caller 12 wins two. Good luck. There you go.
There you go.
Now, the other... Number 12 is the winner right there. If you are number 12, you get two tickets. By the way, I don't know if you saw this either, but Michael Lombardi was out there this weekend around the time the Texans were playing. And he was mentioning that the Texans would trade Jadeveon Clowney within 48 hours, which means we're right about now.
Oh.
We're in the window.
So he felt like he had the inside scoop ahead of John McClain. What?
Guys, I know there's a lot of people out there that think that they got better news than me, but the Texans are in my back pocket. I just can't see it.
And so I take it if he's saying that, then...
Yeah, I'll let you... Before you pass judgment,
okay.
I'll give you Lombardi's quotes, and then the floor is yours.
Okay.
There you go.
The trade winds are blowing. You saw Michael tweeting about it. So let's start with Clowney in Houston. Of course, there's been rumors circulating. What's the latest on Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, he doesn't have a contract, so he's got to sign the tender before they trade him. I think that's almost a fait accompli. He will get traded within the next 24, 48 hours. I would be shocked if he didn't.
Really?
There's a lot of teams, yes. I think there's a lot of teams that are after him. The Houston Texans, they want a receiver. They want another receiver to go with Hopkins. So I think there's teams. I know there's two teams negotiating with Clowney right now in terms of trying to talk to him about coming to their team because he's got to sign the tender before they could trade him. So he does have some control of the action, but Clowney's days as a Houston Texan to me are numbered, which then, Patrick, plays into how do they overcome him, how do they handle that. They're going to have $16 million of cap room once they trade him because he's counting on their cap, and what do they do with that cap room, and how does it impact their win total, which is set at 8 right now.
Well,
and now, you want the name?
Yeah.
One of the names?
Yeah.
One of the names being bantered about is Kenny Stills, and again, conversations with the Dolphins. And again, keep in mind that because we passed the deadline, no team can do anything but get a verbal agreement on a wink-wink handshake deal for going forward on a long-term deal with Clowney. But that if there was a trade to be made for a receiver, Dolphins were mentioned before, and Mario came out, Jadeveon came out and said, I'm not interested. I don't want to go to Miami. So now all of a sudden, because the trade winds are blowing again, what's going to change his mind? Unless they make him an offer he can't refuse. But again, what if he gets hurt?
Yeah, that's it's funny that he's got a little bit of power in this and he's got a little bit of say, because a lot of times you don't in the NFL.
Right.
And so I think he's in a decent position to be able to participate, because now the Texans can't completely screw him and be like, oh, yeah, well, you're a Dolphin now, and they're awful, and you're going to go be on an awful team. And one, I think it's interesting that he said 24 to 48 hours and nothing has happened. So that lets you know what his sources were right now. I don't think a lot of people that are out here speculating what's going to happen know what's going on. I think part of the problem might be the fact that inside the Texans organization, there's not a GM. There's not a single source.
Right, right.
So you're dealing with some of that. You're dealing with Clowney and his camp, and they're probably being pretty tight-lipped and stubborn about the whole process because they wanted to get paid. And I'm sure that other teams know that the Texans aren't in a position to negotiate, so they're not out there making the best deals. This is – it just looks bad all the way around. But I wonder if he signs it to start the season or if he waits, because isn't it like game 8 that you have to – in order to get your service year, you have to have signed the tender by game 8 or a report by game 8?
Something like that. Yeah. That ballpark, right.
So it's going to be interesting. Does he choose to do that, or does he start the season and go ahead and play to start getting game checks?
And here's the other thing to factor in.
Sarah Barshop says she can't see him passing up those game checks.
Right.
We'll find out.
Here's the other thing to factor in.
he said this before we knew what happened in the Cowboys-Texans game.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think their priorities, as we talked about previously, would be, regardless of order, running back, offensive line, right? That they should be focused on that. And then the other thing to take into consideration, if it is indeed Stills that was someone they were interested in, Stills is a guy that got into it with ownership in Miami over political dealings and the fact that the owner has been a staunch supporter of Trump. And that went back and forth. And also Stills is a guy that has knelt during the anthem in the past. Do you really think that Cal McNair, depending on how they've run this franchise, and this could be a big step too. This could be something where all of a sudden the tide has changed and the McNairs are willing to take on guys that might want to stir it up a little bit.
Well, if Clowney is out there saying he don't want to be a Dolphin, it's all a moot point. Kenny Stills doesn't really move my needle. He's not – when you talk about a number one draft pick in exchange for a guy who's had his best year was, I think, 900 yards, and that was when he was with the Saints, and he hasn't done that since.
Well, look who's had throwing to him, too, in Miami.
Okay.
So
– well, but I mean, look who DeAndre Hopkins has had thrown to him until Deshaun Watson got here and still put up numbers.
So maybe if he comes to a team that has Watson and Hopkins –
You think that's a fair swap, though? You would trade Jadeveon Clowney for Kenny Stills straight up? Unless the Dolphins are throwing in a draft pick, I feel like you could get better value.
Where?
How? Also,
who are you getting? Because here's my thing. I don't think it's a great deal for the Texans. I don't want them to be caught with their pants down and get nothing for him on a guy that basically all indications have said from a Texans perspective, we're not going to take this guy long term. We're not going to give him the money he wants.
Well, you get a compensatory pick if he walks.
Okay, but I get it.
I think I'd rather have a high draft pick than Kenny Stills, to be honest with you.
But you don't know if there's anything else out there. And you know at least there are teams, according to not just Lombardi, but other reports have other teams that have been inquiring seriously with the Texans about what it would take to get Clowney. At least there's some interest there. You don't know because all you know is from John McClain and others have said, well, the Redskins aren't dealing Williams and the Texans aren't interested in Williams anyway. And so I don't know what other options for other players might be out there, but I just don't want them to be caught with their pants down.
I mean, I would agree with that, but I just don't think you settle at that point. Okay. You have to weigh your options. Okay, what do we get from, in the trade, or what are we going to get if he walks? What do we get if he holds out? I mean, all that needs to be taken into account, but some of the names that get thrown out, I mean – don't just make a move out of desperation.
But do you think they...
Because I saw somebody say that the Duke Johnson deal... I was fine with the Duke Johnson deal. I felt like they had to go out and make that move. That was back when Lamar Miller was healthy. Mm-hmm. It didn't bother me. I think Duke Johnson's a quality backup.
I do, too.
We'll see what he is as the number one.
Better than Blue.
I thought... Yeah, yeah. And I thought you got a lot better at the position, mm-hmm. depth-wise, by doing that. And maybe a three, if that's what it is, was a little high, because I think you were saying that...
Lance had said that several of his NFL guys that he had talked to said, look, most teams would have done a sixth with it possibly moving to a fifth.
Okay, so now, but it could be a four or a five. And at that point, now it's not that far off. But if you go from three to six, obviously that's
a big
difference.
Four that could be a three.
Yeah, well, but they're saying it was a six that could have been a five.
Right.
It's a four that could have been a three. So yeah, if it ends up being a three and you could have gotten a six, could have gave up a six, that's a big difference. But if we're talking 4-5, that's not that big of a deal. And you got better at depth and now you needed it. But I just don't want them to go out and do something stupid. That's the big thing is don't just settle make a bad decision.
When you say that, so if you're regardless of not getting anything for him, I mean, if that's not the biggest factor in all this, but do you really expect if they keep him, he's going to have a big year?
I think he yeah, I do.
I know it's a contract year, but
yeah, I think
don't
for
know
sure.
How much a guy that doesn't want to work out. I hope he stayed in good shape and all that, but he's got to stay healthy.
Remember,
a lot
too,
of factors.
The guy like that. I mean, I know that his work ethic has been questionable, but he's also playing for 52 other guys on that football team as well. And I think, regardless of what happens in the front office on the business perspective, he probably doesn't want to let his teammates down.
All right. Well, you don't want to let your family down or maybe the business people that you work with that you're traveling with. I can tell you right now how to make sure that doesn't happen. Go to besthotelrates.com. If you travel for maybe it's for work and you travel frequently or maybe you're just looking to get a quick vacation set up with the family before school really gets into full swing. Well, the bottom line is a lot of the hotels out there, if you just call them directly or using some of these websites, they're going to take full advantage of the fact that you're trying to do something last minute and they're going to charge you for it. Well, they won't do that at besthotelrates.com because they've done all the work for you. you, they have agreements in place with 600,000 hotels worldwide. Therefore, they have done all the middleman work. They have got you the best rate possible, and all you do is log on to besthotelrates.com, put in your travel dates, and put in your city of destination, and all the hotels pop up just like that. All for you to choose from. Great rates at the safest hotels. Your reservation's safe, and they take care of all the details. Check them out. It's worth giving it a shot, because at the end of the day, it could save you some moolah, and that's something that you could use on these trips to maybe have more fun. Check them out. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. It's the second half of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. So, lots to still get to.
Yeah, you wanted me to remind you, though. You have to go to the restroom. You wanted me to officially remind you.
What?
To go to the restroom.
Yeah, I told Nick.
To remind you to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. It was a joke.
No, it was serious.
Well, it's funny that you said that while your nuts are in your hand. But
yeah. It's in the cup, not in my hand.
Oh, so your nuts are in a cup. So, at least that's what you do during your break. I just have to go to the restroom.
I think you guys need to clarify what you're talking about.
Why?
In the commercial break, he was like, hey, remind me to go to the bathroom here in a few minutes.
I was more discussing the nuts. You might want to clarify.
The trail mix?
There you go.
I got trail mix.
Otherwise, it was just weird. Are you eating on air? Jeez, yeah. What a slob. I would never do that.
Want to tell Nick, tell the world how Nick got his nuts? No?
Nope. Not right. Giving away that secret. Why would you?
All right.
Why would you?
You've
do
already
that?
Done it, but go ahead.
No, I've not.
Okay, continue on.
I've not. I wanted to play this game with you guys. All right.
This never ends well for us.
Nope. This is pretty easy. I put it in the rundown early, so you had plenty of time to prepare for it.
You actually looked at it.
But I saw. Shut up. I saw somebody. I saw an article that was talking about the fact that there's always one team that goes from last in their division to the playoffs. So I thought, oh, well, that would be fun to see who we think is the most likely to go from last place in their division to the playoffs based off of last year's finish. So I shall give you the teams that finished last in their division last year.
Okay.
And then you have to pick one.
One. That's it, Nick.
Only one.
Don't pick more than one. You always do this.
Here you go. You ready?
That's actually me.
True. You'll take all of them, and then we're like, okay, well, you just picked them all. So, yep. All right. Jets, Bengals, Jaguars, Raiders, Giants, Lions, Bucks, and Cardinals. Who you got?
Jags.
That's your one.
Very easy, and especially with the news regarding Andrew Luck.
I hate you, because that was going to be my pick. It's now I got to come up with a new one.
To go with the Jags because of the fact that the division's wide open. It's only the Jags and two other teams. So from whether you look at it from a numbers perspective and a ratio, or you look at it to best chance to win, I take the Jaguars. What do you got, Barry?
So are you suggesting that they win the division or just make it as a wild card? Because that's what you also have to keep in mind. They don't have to necessarily – I'm not saying they go from worst to first.
I don't think second place in the South gets in.
I'm saying worst to – and that's a good point. But I'm saying worst to just wild card or playoffs, whatever it is.
Regardless, I think the only way I think the Jags get in is they win the division. So I'll take the Jags for the win.
So when you look at it, I think your first point, if you're going to break it down about – who's making the playoffs from what divisions? I think the AFC West probably has two teams. Obviously, the division winner, and then the Chargers are probably a team that's going to make a wild card, or the Chiefs, either one. And then now you got to decide. Well, what is the? Is there going to be a wild card team from the East? Is it the Dolphins, Bills, or Jets? I'm not feeling real good about that. The Jets were obviously on the list, so that would mean that the Jets would have to finish second and then leapfrog teams like the Steelers or the Texans maybe, or, you know, somebody like that. So then you look at the National Football Conference side, and it's the Giants, Lions, Bucks, and Cardinals. Then none of those give me hope. When you consider, you know, Saints, Falcons, Rams, the Seahawks, Cowboys, Eagles, Vikings, Bears. I mean, these are all teams legitimately that could either win their division or make a wild card. I'm not sure that there's any of those last place teams that have a chance this year. So I'm with you. I think it comes down to two. My initial pick was going to be the Jags as well, especially after Andrew Luck retired. Do you know what the article said was their pick? The Jets.
See, that's, I can see that being a sexy
pick.
That
was their pick.
But you got the, you'd have to be a wild card because you still got the Patriots in that division.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the other thing that scared me off, regardless of all the different choices, is it's the other teams in the division.
Well, and the Jags got a quarterback, and their defense was good last year. You know, their offensively, obviously, they needed to get better, but they did get better at the most important position. Sure. So we'll see how big of an effect that has. But I think the AFC South is wide open and ripe for the picking
Fournette
now.
Gave up his easy tag for the drive through, and so if he lost a little weight, he gained a lot of weight. So if he comes back in shape, that's a win.
True.
Now you've got a serviceable running back.
Man, they were -71 last year, points allowed to points.
That whole team rests on Foles' shoulders. If he plays decent, they got a chance.
But the article picked the Jets, and since I'm not allowed to pick the Jags because you did.
Yeah.
I think the next logical one on that list is the Raiders.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I feel like who's Nick got first?
Maybe you wasn't going to let him go and then leave me stuck with.
I wanted to see who Nick had. I didn't care if he doubled up.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
if you listen to Lewis Riddick, he believes wholeheartedly and like unequivocally the Raiders are going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay, so does that mean that the AFC West has both wild cards?
It's possible. It's absolutely possible because of who you mentioned, because you have the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Broncos. Defense is going to be, the Broncos offense is going to be terrible. Here's the other thing that I would say is another team that you have to keep in consideration in the mix, and that would be the Bengals, simply because for as much as the Browns are the sexy pick to make the Super Bowl.
That's just from a value bet perspective, not actually making the Super
Bowl. So there's a lot of variables that still have to fall into place where you could say, well, and the Steelers, because of all they've lost.
Yeah.
That in that division, they got a chance.
I will say because of the uncertainty in that division.
Right.
That helps the Bengals a little bit.
Not my first choice, but I'm saying there's one you'd consider.
You hear Browns, the talk of the Steelers. I feel like y'all might be sleeping on the Ravens.
It's possible. That's Jackson. But if Jackson plays well
and
doesn't get hurt.
That defense is still.
Oh, they're, yeah.
Boy, they're stout. I think there's no question in the East it's the Patriots and then everybody else. But that's going to be, I think we discuss this in some form or fashion every year when we start talking NFL. I thought this year was interesting, though, because to me, there's really no clear cut, oh, this is a definite worst to first or a definite worst to playoffs type team, because I think the teams that are still really good, I can't see anybody really having a big fall off, save for maybe the Ravens if Lamar Jackson is bad or gets injured, or, you know, the Texans and Colts, obviously.
And obviously Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers, but the Steelers didn't make the playoffs last year.
Oh, that's right. They missed it in the final week.
The Texans and Colts obviously could fall off, so that seemed to be the most logical one. But, yeah, that's always a fun discussion because there will be a team that surprises us. There will be a team that's a lot better than we thought they would be, and there's going to be a team that's a lot worse than we thought they would be. And if you want to be a lot richer than you thought you would be, you go and get Upside and put it on your phone right now, and that's going to get you cash in your pocket for the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. Do like Buddy Munger did. Buddy sent me a screenshot of his account, $25 in his Get Upside account. Dude, if someone was like, hey, here's $25 for buying stuff, would you be like, nah, I don't want that money. I don't like $25. Absolutely, you take it. So that's why I want you to go put Get Upside on your phone right now. Be like Buddy. Start getting money back for stuff you're already spending and paying for anyways, and it doesn't make sense to not get that money back. It's completely free to download, Get Upside is, and it's so easy to install. I did it while I was sitting at the gas pump before I got my first deal and used it. And make sure you, when you install it, you put in my promo code Barry. That'll get you extra cash back on your first fill up. Get you a bump. My wife got 30 cents a gallon just by using my promo code on her first fill up. I've seen $7. I think Jake Asman said he got $7. I saw another listener that sent me that they were getting $7 on their first fill up. So use that promo code Barry to get that little bump, that seed money into your account. But don't forget, you can use it for food as well. You can get up to 35% cash back on your food purchases. And I just saw, along with having, you know, Le Madeline, and they've got Candelaria's Pizza and Cyclone Anaya's and Popeye's, Burger King, Wendy's. I just saw Dunkin' Donuts. So they're adding new restaurants all the time where you can get that up to 35% cash back. Hundreds of places to eat around the city. So make sure you're not leaving money at the table. Go download Get Upside right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5.
Back, wrapping up hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Monday. Have you followed up on the digital world?
Yeah. So somebody texted and said, hey, Barry, are you going to be at Mo Ammer's shows this weekend? We're actually efforting to get him on the show, but yes, I'm going to try to get out there at least for the Sunday show. I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to go out to the Houston Improv on Sundays and just catch a show every Sunday. I didn't do it yesterday because I actually had a gig at Baker Street Pub in the Woodlands, which went exactly as you would expect it. In the Woodlands, there were these sassy drunk white girls that thought the show was all about them.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, shut up. I literally had to tell her, "Look, ma'am, I'm sure your daddy could buy this bar, but could you just shut up and let everybody else enjoy the show?" And then she left. So I was like, well, mission accomplished. Okay. That's good.
I'm hoping Mo Ammer could hook us up with some tickets, though, because I'm trying to go.
I can just get you tickets, dude.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dude, he's Barry Laminate.
Okay. Now, you know, I was uncalled for.
Seriously. I mean.
Do you want to go?
Absolutely. I need 2 tickets.
Let me know day and time. Saturday. I'm only getting you one, though. She's got to pay for her.
Why would I want 1 ticket?
I don't know.
Am I going up there by myself?
Because I've seen some of these ratchet hoes. I've seen some of these ratchet hoes you run with. You should just go by yourself.
They need to pay. They're not getting a free ticket.
You need to make sure you let them know who's boss. Go Dutch. Okay. No, I'll let me know the show.
I'll definitely let you know. And hopefully we get him in studio too.
Yeah, we were trying for Friday, but then that doesn't work in his schedule and we're on a remote. So now we're efforting on Thursday. If that doesn't work, maybe we'll just pop into a studio at some point and get an interview. But Mo Ammer in town, big deal this week. I'm excited for him. And it's a big thing for Houston comedy because Mo's a guy, if you don't know, we featured him on this show a couple times, and he's been featuring and touring with Dave Chappelle. It doesn't get much better than that. So he's got his own special out now. He's got his own tour. He's out from under the wing of Dave Chappelle, and he is blowing up. And there's only a few guys in this city that you could say that started it in Houston and are pretty big deals nationally. Ali Sadiq is one of them. Matthew Broussard is one. Mo Ammer is the third.
Definitely has Houston
pumped
ties
about this
because he went to Hastings High School, and I'm sure a lot of listeners
pumped about it. So that'll Hastings. Be fun. So yes, I'm going to try to at least catch a show. All right, so somebody, we were talking about accidentally sending the wrong text to people, whether it be a D-pick or whatever, and somebody said, in college, I couldn't stand my roommate. I was waiting for him to leave so my friend could come over, so I texted her, just waiting on my roommate's name to leave, but he's talking to his mommy like a bitch. But it wasn't to my friend, it was to him.
Oh, man.
Who was right beside me.
Oh, my God.
How do you recover from that? Do you look over and be like, ha, gotcha. Just kidding. Oh, my gosh. That's awful. So that happened. That was Amazon Bee's brother. Hey, okay, somebody's got an Instagram chick. We'll have to circle back on that because I haven't looked yet. Hey, this is Buddy. Hey, Barry, I drunk texted my sister-in-law after Beer Fest, told her I was hungry and wanted to eat her Virginia.
What?
Buddy, never drink again. Never, ever, ever drink again.
And when texting the show with details like that, buddy, it might be advantageous if you also included who the text was meant for. Otherwise, it just sounds like you just went where you should not have gone.
Maybe it was meant for his brother-in-law, and then he just sent it to his sister-in-law by mistake. I don't know. Wow. That's when I'm a proponent of an invention that I had a long time ago that I wanted to do, where you put a breathalyzer on your phone. And if you blow a .08, you can't text.
You told us about that before.
Yeah,
though.
Can't text, can't do anything. That would have saved, buddy. Man, I tell y'all this. A chick wanted me to send her a D-pic from a while back. I went through with it, taking the picture part. But then I backed out from not sending it. Then I went to Facebook. Those pics popped up and said, would you like to upload? It scared the hell out of me because I thought I uploaded it to Facebook.
Ooh.
Gotta be careful. Wow. I'm glad you didn't. But so here's another one. I texted my soon-to-be wife with a picture of an engagement ring. I meant to text it to someone else. She never responded, so I decided to propose on that day, a random Tuesday in the afternoon, as soon as she walked in the front door from work. She said yes. I then asked her, did she receive my text? She said, no, I left my phone on the nightstand this morning. Then says, remember I emailed you saying I forgot my phone today.
Oh,
dummy.
Boy.
He said, I was planning to propose at Breckenridge on an upcoming ski trip that was booked. Idiot.
I hope they're still married.
Yeah, that's a good question. Are they?
Yeah.
Making stupid ass mistakes like that? Probably not.
Man. You mentioned, by the way, Mo Ammer had opened up for Dave Chappelle. Just throw this little tidbit out for you for the first college game day. Did you catch this one?
I did not.
So because the Florida-Miami game was played at Disney around Disney, they did game day from Disney World. And as part of the show, Desmond Howard, who went to Michigan, was being kind of grilled about the old Michigan and can they beat Ohio State this year. And they were giving Howard a lot of heat, making reference to the fact that they hadn't really done so in quite a while, to which Howard responded in quoting a line from the Chappelle Show, is Desmond Howard going to have to choke a bitch?
Nice.
Awkward laughter from Reese Davis ensued while Lee Corso and Kirk Herbstreit just kind of awkwardly smiled, and it got to be cringeworthy pretty quickly. Now, later in the show, he did come back and try to backtrack with somewhat of an apology, but then because he had gone back and listened to the audio, they think, he took a line from, I believe it was Robert Flores at one point when he got caught saying something like that. Because the skit, if you missed it, if you don't watch the Chappelle Show, it was where they had Wayne Brady, who's yes. Mr. Clean Cut and yes. everything like that. And they kind of showed
Wayne
him.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Right.
Yeah, that was so funny.
But because most people watching College Game Day weren't up to speed with the Chappelle Show, it didn't go over for that reason and because of the language. So he really kind of tiptoed around the people that weren't familiar with the show. And he said that what he really said is Wayne Brady going to have to Djokovic?
Nope.
The tennis player.
He tried
as a way to kind of say, this is how we say it without saying it. And everybody's like, well, you go back and listen and maybe you can play that card. But everybody knew what he said.
Oh, see, that's nice try. Nice try. See, just own it.
And instead of just going back to the Chappelle Show and going, you guys should really see this, he went out and tweeted, guys, I didn't realize this joke was so obscure. And he put the tennis match with Djokovic. Just stop it, man. You're just cut your losses, admit your mistakes,
move
on.
Look, I was just quoting Chappelle Show. It was just, it's like, I'll hump your couch. It's no big deal. Move on.
Yeah, exactly.
At least he didn't give a Clayton Bigsby quote. That could have been worse.
Good point. If you Andy Pettit it, chances for forgiveness are highly increased.
Exactly.
If you Roger Clemens it, it's going to stick around for a while.
Exactly. Just be like, hey, I thought more people watched the Chappelle Show and would have gotten the joke. That's my mistake.
Yeah, my bad. That's
I wasn't actually calling anyone a bitch. I wasn't actually saying I would choke anyone. It's about me and how nice of a guy I am pretending like Wayne Brady. Now, you know what? Forget it. Y'all are bitches. Like, just own it, man.
Yep.
Just own it. People are a lot more forgiving than you think if you just own the truth instead of try to cover it up. But
no doubt.
Hey, guys. NFL season about to kick off, and you know what that means. It's time. It's time to bet, win, and get paid at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag has more odds and more prop bets than any other sports book out there, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And guys, that is so important when you're out there putting money on these games. Sign up now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That is up to $1,000 in free money to bet your favorite teams. And if you want more, oh, they've got more. How about $100,000 more? If you win MyBookie's first ever NFL handicapping super contest, that $100,000 is all yours. Don't play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best, and the best is MyBookie.ag. And while you're at it, use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer today. That's up to $1,000 in free money. Don't pass it up, guys. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, and get paid at mybookie.ag.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.